You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
No, save it. Okay, so we saw Yard versus Lyndon Arthur. It was a massive fight, it was a huge fight. On Undefeated Podcast, Travis has said that Lyndon has not got a chance in a rematch. He said he's knocking him out. I'm selling it. Heated. Why you say this is mad? You said that. Here we go. So let's get into this. Let's get into this now. Travis, you said a lot of things on Lyndon. Who's going to win this? Who's going to rematch? Who's going to win the rematch according to you?
I say Yard wins by KO.
Okay. So, but why though, bro?
I say that because the way the 12th round looked, he got a taste of what the fight might look like if he put the foot down earlier.
Still doing this?
Yeah. No, that's real. Nice recorded.
He wants it to be live. So I say, in the rematch, he's gonna put the foot down a lot earlier.
Yeah.
And get busy, and then see if he can take it earlier on.
Lyndon, you've heard a lot now, and even I'm not gonna lie, I ran over to you as like my boy's been chatting. He's chatting the most.
Yes.
What's your response to this now?
Now I'm just confused because he says that Yard wanted to prove that he could box against me, not that I made him do that.
No, I said to you, your jab, I see your jab as a world-class jab. I don't necessarily see the rest of your arsenal as world-class. So in the fight, your best option in that fight is jabbing and going for that same outcome.
So you're saying I can't fight?
I'm saying I haven't seen your fighting ability, and I don't think I don't think your fighting ability matches up with Yard's if you two start trading.
But my question in this, just someone on the side, I'm saying to you, he couldn't deal with the jab. You were sending the jab all night, and he did punch him in. You keep saying the 12th round, yeah? Mm-hmm. The 12th round came, wasn't Lyndon still standing?
But also you say that Yard, I don't feel like Yard put the foot down at any point in that fight.
Said he did.
No, I'm saying in the next fight. I'm saying in the 12th round.
Yeah, but in the 12th round, he put the foot down and nothing happened.
Round. Yeah, but that's just one round out of 12. But if that starts, the energy starts like that, you have to deal with that round after round, as opposed to the last round.
And you
round.
Think Yard can do that more than I can?
At this point, I think Yard is
you
the
think
best.
Yard, hold on. You think Yard can go like that longer than I can go like that?
Listen, at this
he's
point...
He's going to say lines in the camp now.
At this say point... It. No, I'm not
go
saying
on. It's on your tongue. It's on your tongue. Say
at this point, I say if you two come out and decide you want to go to war, he comes out on top.
What evidence have you got of Yard doing that?
What? Being a big puncher?
No.
Go look at his fights. Yeah, so if you two start brawling...
Who's Yard knocked out?
Bro. Listen.
Wait, let's go back. Okay.
You know what it is.
Wait, hold on. Lyndon, this is my, and I'll be honest, because I can't be a snake. I gotta say what I did. Because I was involved in the trash talk. I said, I didn't like how you let Yard and Frank maneuver like you weren't the champion. Bro, you were in the back like it was like, you know you seen that film Dirty Dancing and there's baby in the corner, bruv. No one puts baby in the corner, bruv. You were just chilling there, like, raw, like.
It looked like you wanted to apologize.
Do you know why? Have you seen the 12th round? The 12th round made me feel like the fight was closer than it was until I watched it back.
Okay.
And then I felt like it was clear.
So how do you see the rematch going?
I'm going to beat him.
How?
I'm going to beat him. I don't care how. I'm going
to
beat him.
But how do you see it if you had to anticipate?
I'm going to beat him.
Okay.
No. If it's the same, it's the same. Yeah. If it's not, you're the only thing that I can't. Go. You've seen. You're only saying that Yard can go and do that to me off what he done against Kovalev and me in that two rounds. You're only going. Yard can fight like that for 12 rounds off of two rounds he's done that. No.
No, but what I'm saying is I don't believe you match him if you decide that you want to start brawling. I think your best way of winning is by that jab and that distance and doing it the way you do it.
But isn't that a skill? Isn't that part of boxing?
No, it's absolutely a skill. If you win that way, then you win that way. I would never take that away. Oh no, go.
Listen,
I would never discredit. I wouldn't discredit if that's how he wins. But
yeah.
Obviously, I've said things on the podcast.
Yeah.
And now he's here. I'm going to say the same things here.
No,
like,
I rate
it's not.
That.
It's not about like.
No, listen.
I'm not disrespecting.
Your energy
that's my
is
opinion.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I have to keep the same energy as well.
Okay, cool.
But I like the fact that you're doing this, fam. Because when I met Lennox.
Wait, hold on. Look what we're doing for IFL.
We're on an IFL, fam. Are you mad?
Cooks. I need some of this monetization, please, bro. I ain't even.
All right, listen. So, listen. The champ is here. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. The undefeated champ is here. And what we don't, let's be real now. They made us sit down on the zone. Ade and Belly asked us a question. They said, if we got £1,000 to spend, yeah, where are we putting the peas in your division? Mm-hmm. Let me be real. Because I was moving mad. So yeah. I put seven bills on Boatsy. But I know him in it, Craydon. Yeah? I know him. Then I put the rest of the peas on Craig Richards. So I was moving now. No. Listen.
Give me this back, right? So what we're gonna do here now, we're gonna end this because this is bullshit. Yeah, that's what's going on here.
But what happens though?
This guy is obviously stupid.
But yeah. I told them why I said that. I said the reason only why I said that is because I didn't like the way they moved you. If you showed me, even when I spoke to you on the phone, I said, never let them move you again because there's a killers in this division and you weren't moving like a killer in that moment. That's why I said, I'm not sure about putting my piece there.
Okay. So what we're going to do now, we're going to carry on our grown-ups conversation. I don't like you no more. We was cool until this conversation.
I have to be honest though. You didn't put a dime, not a tenner.
Not a tenner on me, you know.
I can't put a tenner, that's mad.
Not a bills on me.
Craig will phone me and be like, raw.
Which means what? I'm not worth a bill.
No, you're worth peas.
So why did you not worth a penny?
Bro, he put all the money on Yard, you know.
Yeah, but he's a Yard fan.
Listen, I said 350. Yeah, I said 350 on Yard, 350 on Boatsy, and I said the change can be divided amongst the rest.
Wait. So let me ask you a question. Who wins Yard or Boatsy?
Yard
and Boatsy, who wins?
I don't know. That's the fight I want to see.
No, but Yard will beat me after I've already beat him.
I see him doing it. Let me say one last thing.
Last thing.
Whatever happens in the outcome, you come back on our podcast and we chop it up again.
I'm coming for you.
Oh, lovely. That's all I want. IFL TV.
I'm coming for him. Yeah? I'm coming for him. And for him, he didn't put a penny on me. Yeah?
No.
This has been IFL TV.
Wait, hold on, listen. Stay there 1 second. Yeah, I'm going to repeat what I just said before this started. You got to respect someone that gives you their honest opinion about a fight, even if you don't like it.
Him. Bro. I respect him. We see him.
I kept it real.
He did not keep it real. No, he came running over here, yeah, like he was my fan, yeah, all for me to find out he didn't put a penny on me.
No.
Not a penny. Not a tenner. Not a £100.
Real.
Where's the real?
I said what?
No, I don't even rate that. As I was saying, I can't even hear him. So this has been IFL TV with Coogan Cassius. Sponsored by Everlast. I can't hear you still. Move, please. This guy I rate.
Oh
my God!
That's mad. That is mad what's happening right now. So you, how is this happening?
Listen, I've got to go. My friend's got over.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.